Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Samach Beis. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, Rav Ashi had interpreted a Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda differently how the Gemara had assumed on the previous daf. And that is regarding someone that did the Shechita properly of the Karban Pesach, which was for those that are circumcised. However, did the Zrika for those that were uncircumcised, they were Reilim, which Rav Ashi ultimately interpreted that to mean that they were Shaloi Lemnuyim, they were not considered part of the group. And the machlokes in Rabban and Rav Chisda was, do we consider doing the zrika for these arelim that are not part of the group as a psul of shina bailam, which is generally the psul when you do it for others that are not part of the group, which are not the owners? That's a psul. As it says in the pasuk, v'nitzol l'chaper lov, to be an atonement for him when it's slaughtered for him, then it's going to be a kapara. When for someone else, then it's not going to be an atonement. But it has to be someone that's fit l'chaper lov to be considered a psul of shina bailam, for example, in contrast to a non-Jew. Therefore, the question, the machlekes that they had was regarding, do we view these arelim as l'chaper lov or not? On the one hand, that they're not considered because they're not eligible to have the Karban Pesach, and therefore there's no psul of shina bailam. Whereas Rav Chisda said that no, it's going to be psul of shina bailam because ultimately, if they wanted to go ahead and do the bris milah, then they would be circumcised and then they would be fit. Therefore, they're considered bar chayuva for the Karban Pesach and essentially in the category of l'chaper lov. And if you do the zrika, which everyone agrees that if you do the zrika with kula arelis, totally for arelim, it's going to be an invalidation of the machshava of the Karban Pesach. Therefore, Rav Chisda said that's going to be possible because since if they did the bris milah, they would be considered valid. That would be make it enough considering them as bar kapara and therefore included in the psul of shina bayal, which is where Gemara continues on. And the Gemara asks, "Umi is leader of Chisda Hoyle? Does Rav Chisda hold of this principle of since if he did the bris milah, he would be eligible for the Karban Pesach? Therefore, we view him even now as eligible, and therefore doing the machshava for him who is not the rightful owner, these arelim, it would be a psul. But void, but we learned a machloikis that seems to indicate that in regard to the machloikis Rabbi Rav Chisda, that their opinions are the reverse." We learned ha'oifim yamtiv l'chalav. If someone bakes from yamtiv for the weekday, which is forbidden, you're only allowed to bake on yamtiv for yamtiv, but not for the weekday. Rav Chisda amar loiker. Rav Chisda says you get malkis, you get lashes. And Rabba amar eina loiker says you don't get malkis. And as the Gemara explains, Rabba amar eina loiker says you do not get malkis. Because I'm reading ha'il, because we say since, that is since v'imikalili arachim chazilei, since if guests would come, then it would be fit for them to eat the food that you're making now, yumptive towards evening time. So here also it's considered that it's fit for the person for yumptive. Therefore it doesn't get malchus, because although he finished all his meals for yumptive, he's not eating anymore. And therefore he doesn't need it, so therefore maybe you should be chai. He says no, because there is a principle of sins. Since if guests would come, it would be fit for them. Therefore it would be essentially baking for yumptive, which is permitted. Therefore there's no malchus. Rav Chisda Amalek, Rav Chisda however argues, says you do get malchus. Lo yamrin ha'il, we do not say the principle of ha'il. Now the Gemara develops the question. So, bishlam the rabba le'kasha, because it would seem to be difficult on rabba too, because rabba over there says the principle of ha'il, and yet here he does not say the principle of ha'il regarding the Karban Pesach, as we said that it's not going to be puzzle of doing the machshava for the arelim, that is since if they were circumcised. He doesn't say that, and he says that it's going to be kosher, it's not going to be a psula shina ba'alim. And the Gemara says that's not difficult. Because hacha over here regarding the case that we're discussing in the previous daf of a Karban Pesach that the blood had the machshava being thrown for the arelim that were not rightful owners, where there he does not say ha'il is because mechusir ma'isa, the actual arelim that we're doing it for them, it's not just a ha'il, a sins, it's a very difficult ha'il because they're lacking in action. For them to be in this kapara, bar kapara, this category, to make it shina ba'alim, they would have to do an action of circumcision. There he doesn't say ha'il. However, hach over here by the guests on yamtiv, the loy mechusar ma'isa, where there's not lacking any action to be eligible, you just guests have to walk in. That would be considered in the principle of ha'il. That's something that's simply said that yes, since if they would come, it would be permitted. That's why you say ha'il. Al-Rav Chisda kasha, but Rav Chisda is definitely difficult because if he says when there's no action missing, for example, with just the invitation of guests, they just have to walk in, where there's no action necessary. And even there he does not say ha'il, and he's going to say you get malchus. So over here, by the case of Oral, the Karban Pesach, where you're actually missing an action, you have to go ahead and do a circumcision, how can he say over there the principle of ha'il if he doesn't say it even when you're not mechusar ma'isa? Another thing Gemara says, Ami, they said, kiles le Rav Chisda ha'il, when does he not agree to the principle of ha'il as we find by yamtiv? That's l'kula as a leniency, to exempt a person of malchus when he bakes from yamtiv to the weekday. However, l'chumra as a stringency to invalidate the Karban Pesach when it was thrown for the zareilim, the blood that was not lemnuyim, that they were not there, that was included in the category of shinabaylim. That is, like, he holds to the principle of hoyel l'chumra as a stringency. Now the Gemara goes back to what was discussed on the previous daf. Amalei marzutra bereder of Mori l'Ravina. Katani, we learned in the previous daf a brisa that was discussed by Rabbi Rav Chisdi. Each one wanted to bring a raya to his opinion from that brisa of Achal Oral and Zeis, which ultimately Rav Ashi said that they're both, the interpretations are not necessarily that way, and it was talking about only for Shrita, and he interpreted the machlekes regarding something else. However, in that discussion of the brisa regarding if there's going to be a psul, if some in the Shechita, when the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach is done for only some of them that are Reilim, Miktas are Reilis, not totally, the discussion went like this. The Braisa quoted, now, Hoyel va'or l'peiselis v'tumet peiselis, the Braisa wanted to say that we should be able to compare the psul of Orlo to the psul of Tuma, and that is, since both of them are in validation of the Machshava of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, because they're both not eligible of eating the Karban Pesach, and hence, if you have the Machshava for that, of Techeisu, Ishlef Yechol Techeisu, is going to be invalidation. Now, so the Braisa says, Ma Tama, so therefore we could compare it to the Halach of Tama. Just like we find by Tama Loi Asa Ba Mikzas Tama Kukol Tama, we don't make, if some of them are Tama, if some of the aspect of that slaughtering is going to be for the Machshava of Tama, and some not, that we don't make it as if it was totally made for Tama, and therefore the carbon is still kosher. So Af Arlo Loi Asa Mikzas Arlo Kukol Arlo, so too by Arelis, that if it's only Mikzas, we're going to say that it will not invalidate as if it was entirely made for Arelis. That was what the Braisa said. Now the Gemara wants to understand this. Hai Tumah Hechidami. What was this comparison of Arlo that we're learning out from Tumah, that just like by Tumah Miktsas is not Kekulai and therefore Kasher, so to by Arelis. Ilem Tumas Gavri. If you're talking about the Tumah of the people, that is, there were people that were included in the group of this Chabura of the Karban Pesach. Some of them were Tumah, some of them were Tahar. And as we had explained on the previous daf, and what does it mean when the Braisa says that we did not make that it, when only some of them are tamei, as if all of them are tamei? That is dechiika arba v'chamisha gavri tamei. That if, let's say, there's four or five of them that are tamei v'arba v'chamisha gavri tar, and there are four or five of them of these people that are tar, lepasluhu tameiin. Those that are tamei do not invalidate the carbon pesach l'tarin for those that are tar, because ultimately there are still some that could eat it. And that the Gemara asks on the Braisa. What do you mean, Gabe Orlenami? Regarding the halacha of Arelis, we also holoi pasul. We know that already, that that's not pasul, just like we know the halacha of Tumah. Now, as we learned in our Mishnah, lemoylin val Arelin kosher. Our Mishnah says explicitly that if you're making the shechita for those that are circumcised and for those that are uncircumcised, it's going to be kosher, because essentially it's the same halacha like we know by people that are Tumah and people that are Tara. They're based on the same halachic principle that if some of them could still eat, then that's going to be kosher, because it's still made for achle, which at least one kezias has to be for somebody that could eat it. And therefore, maishno tuma de pshitale, why does the Braisa make it an assumption, as if that's pretty obvious, that when it's miktsas tuma, that's going to be kosher? Umaishno arlo de masafkele, and why is it the Braisa is in doubt regarding the halacha of our, when some of them are reilim, with that we have to try to learn that from tuma, and then that doesn't work, maybe learn that from pigel, and ultimately learn that from bezais? Why is it any different than the halacha of tuma? So therefore the Gemara says, Ela b'tumas baser. Rather, what the Braisa was comparing when it was saying that we know for sure by Tumah that that will be good, and therefore learn arelis from that, it was regarding when the meat of the carbon was Tumah, not the people. Umaylo yosaba mixes Tumah kukotam. And what does the Braisa mean when it says, and just like we farmed by the meat, which is what we're talking about the Tumah, that we don't make some of the Tumah as if all of it is Tumah? The explanation is, de'ilu it mechad mevar, because if one of the limbs of the Karban Pesach would become Tumah, the part of the Karban Pesach that became Tameh that you burn, and the rest you eat, you don't make as if some of it became Tameh, as if all of it became Tameh. So too regarding Arelis. And that the Gemara asks, so what are you establishing that the Braisa was talking about, that is comparing Arelis to Tumah? But Tumas Basar, you're talking about that the piece of meat became Tameh. But Amos Sefer, look at the end of the Braisa. The Braisa kept on discussing, trying to know which one you compare it to when it's Miktsas, if it's Kosher or not, regarding if it compared to Tumah. But then the Braisa says, Donin Dover She'enoig B'cholaz Vachem. Let's compare, let's learn out this halacha that does not apply by all Karbanas, which is the halacha of Arelis, which is a special invalidation that's said by the Karban Pesach, midaver she'ein noeg b'chalas vachem, from also something that does not apply by all karbanos, which is the halacha of Tumah, V'al yechiyach, don't prove from the other thing that the Braisa was trying to compare it to, tizman, to the halacha of pigalov, when you're slaughtering the carbon to eat it outside of a designated time. Shenag b'chalas v'achem, because that applies by all kabbanis. And therefore the Braisa wanted to say in this discussion, before it concluded, saying, so that makes sense that we should be learning from Tumah, that again, miktas is not kakula and it's going to be kosher, whereas by pigal, even miktas, even to eat just a kizayis of it out of its zman, is going to be psul. Now, umay Tumah, what is that Tumah that we're saying that it's not noig b'chal azvachim, and therefore we should compare arelis to that, which is also not noig b'chal azvachim, because other karbanis, you could bring it. You might not be able to eat it, but you could bring it if you're an orel or a tamei, whereas pigal applies to all karbanis. What type of tumah is that? Ename a tumah zbas, if it's as we had said in the beginning part of the brayse, as we had just explained, that's a reference to the tumah of the meat itself. Amay ein noig b'chal azvachim. What does that mean? It's not noig b'chal zvachim. What do you mean? That regarding when the meat becomes tummy, that's invalidation by every carbon, not just by carbon pesach. El b'shit, the Gemara says, it's obvious, but tumas gavi. It must be talking about regarding the tumah of the individual. Umayin noig b'chal zvachim. And therefore, what is that? What in that regard, what does the b'raisa mean? That the tumah of individuals only applies to carbon pesach and it doesn't apply to all karbanas. Because the ilu b'chal zvachim, because regarding all karbanas, Aral v'tami mishalchin karban is saying, someone that's an aral or that's a tami, they could send their karbanas into the azara through someone else. V'ilu b'pesach, whereas regarding the karban pesach, aral v'tami ein mishalchin pesachin, an aral and a tami cannot bring the karban pesach. And the reason why pesach is unique is you need to have your karban is fit to be eaten, because the eating of the owners is something that's ma'akiv. It holds back the halacha of the carbon, as it says in the pasuk, lefi achle techaisu, that it can be slaughtered according to those that could eat it. It has to be eligible for eating. And therefore, the difficulty becomes, reisha b'tumas bas, as we had explained before, the first part of the braisa has to be talking about the meat becoming tame, because it was talking about the people. Then we said that we know aral just as well as the people. And yet, v'seifa b'tumas gavu, we just proved that the seifa has to be talking about when the person becomes tame, because if it was the meat becoming tame, that's applicable by all kabbanas. So what is the braisa comparing when we're comparing aral to tame? Is it to people or is it to the meat? Samalei, he said, yes, in. It's not a difficulty. Shem tuma kaparach. They were asking from the terminology of tumah. Regarding one component, the Braisa was talking about people. Regarding another component, was talking about the piece of meat. However, we wanted to compare arelis to tumah, and one was people, one was meat. V'baisayim, and the Gemara says, another approach you could say is that, no, it's uniform throughout. Seifa nami b'tumas basa. The seifa, just like the reish, is talking about when the piece of meat becomes tumah. But then the difficulty becomes, umay eni noig b'chal azvachim. What does it mean that it doesn't apply by all kabbanas? What do you mean? Any carbon that the piece of meat becomes tummy, it's going to be invalid from consumption. So what the Braisa was saying was that the hanhaga, when it says in a noyig, the hanhaga, the actual process of other kabbanas is not the same as a carbon pesach. And why is that? Whereas regarding other karbanis, and that is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that he says in Perakit Tzaylin on Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, "Im ein baser ein dam." That is, one cannot go ahead and continue bringing the carbon for its kapar by throwing the blood if there's no more meat left. Now, the difference is, regarding other karbanis, bein shenitma chaylev, ubaster kaim. Now, whether if the fats, which are from the sacrificial parts, they became tummy, but the meat that's consumed by the owners, that's still around. Or bein shenitma baster v'chilev kaim, or whether if, let's say, the meat became tummy, but there's still at least the sacrificial parts, those fats that are still around. And that is, if either one of the two, if the meat is still around for the people to eat, or if the chilev, the sacrificial parts, are still around that the mizbeach could eat, so you have at least one of those two components of consumption, then zarek es adam. That will still be valid of that if there's baster, there's dam, it's either one, either for the mizbeach to eat or for the person to eat. Whereas in contrast to Pesach, it doesn't help the eating, the consumption of the mizbeach, to be able to throw the blood, only if there's at least a kazayis of meat that the person could eat. And that is by Pesach, nitma chaylev abaster kaim, if the fats, the sacrificial parts, became tamei, but there's still meat left for the owner to eat, then zarek es adam, then you could throw the blood. However, and this is what we were saying, is the discrepancy between Pesach and other karbanas, even regarding tumah the meat, is nitma baster chaylev kaim, if the meat became tamei, and the chaylev is still around, therefore there's nothing for the owners to eat, then in the zarek es adam, then you're not allowed to throw the blood, because as we said, the primary point of the carbon pesach is that the owners should eat, and therefore that's the resolution for the understanding of the braisa, that it is comparing arelis to the tumah of basar. But then the Gemara continues to ask, so b'maya kimta, so again, what are you establishing this as, according to at least the second approach? But tumas basar, that when it's the meat that became tummy, so again, aim is safer, continuing looking at the braisa. The Braisa said, and when it was trying to attempt to compare it either to Tumah or to Pigel, Danan Davar Shalehutim Achlalai, let's learn out something that it does not have any exception to the rule, which is regarding the halacha of the invalidation of Arelis, of being uncircumcised. Regarding the halacha of Pesach, there's no exception to that. Let's learn that out, Midavar Shalehutim Achlalai, from something also regarding its halacha that has no exception to the rule, which is the halacha of Pigel, which there's no carbon that's going to be kosher with being done by Pigel. And therefore we should say that Mixas Arelis is possible, just like Mixas of Pigel. And don't prove from Tuma, which there is an exception to the rule, Shahari Hutim Achlala, because Tuma does have an exception to the Psul of Tuma, and therefore, again, we should compare it to Zman and say that Mixas Arelis is possible. Now, Bamai, what is that case talking about that we're saying that Tuma has an exception to the rule? Elam, and this will continue on to Samach Beis Amid Beis, B'Tuma's Basar. If we, as we had been saying till now, that the comparison is to tumah of the meat itself, hechahutra, where do we find that the meat itself has an exemption to that, and that is that the tumah of buster could be eaten? Because even a carbon sibber, that when it's brought for the public, that it is doicha the halachas of tumah, that's only to bring it on the mizbeach, but to eat it but tumah, that we never find, as it's brought in the Mishnah and Ketz on the Ein Vav Mabez, that five things could be brought but tumah, but they're not eaten at tumah. So therefore, where do we have this exception for when the meat becomes tameh? There's no halachic difference regarding tumah, that there's an exception to that rule of when the meat becomes tummy, that is if it's allowed to be eaten. Elabshita, but Tumas Gavri obviously has to be talking about that it's when the person becomes tummy. Now, Vehecha Hutchamachal, where do we find that there is such an exception to the rule of although a person that's tummy cannot do the Avoida, but regarding that's invalid, cannot do, but regarding the halach of tumma, when the person is tummy, then the Avoida could be done. That's Bitsibr. That's when it's a carbon sibr, that even regarding a carbon Pesach, which is not permitted for an individual that's tameh to bring his Pesach to the Zara to slaughter. However, it was permitted for the tzibur that are tameh to bring their Karban Pesach, even though they're in the status of tumah, if the majority of the Jewish people became tameh. And therefore, we find that there is an exception to the isser of the halacha of tumah. However, but then the Gemara concludes, again, that same question comes out reisha b'tumas bas. It comes out that the first part of the brayse, as we had explained before, is talking about the tumah of meat, either the first case or even according to the Ibo Yisema, the second case up until now. But Sefer b'tumas kavri comes out that the end of the brayse is talking about a totally different type of tumah, tumah of the individual, that that has an exception that they could do the avoida, even though that they're tumah, which is that the people could bring their karbanos, although an individual cannot bring his karban pesach b'tumah. We find an exception, but that's with the people, not with the meat. And that the Gemara says, and yes, it's not difficult, because Shem Tumah Kaparach, as the first answer of the first question said, that yes, you're right, sometimes it was talking about the Tumah of the meat, and sometimes it was talking about the Tumah of the individual. Vibay Simon, if you want, you could say that again, it's uniform. Kula B'Tumas Basa, we're talking about that the meat became Tumah. Now, Vehecha Hutcher, where do we find an exception to the rule of meat that became Tumah, that it could be consumed? That's B'Tumas Pesach. That's by the Tumah of the carbon Pesach. It's not like learning the Mishnah on Ayin Vavim, that Amid Beis, that says, Pesach haba b'tumah, regarding Karban Pesach, that is allowed to be brought b'tumah, nechal b'tumah, it could be eaten b'tumah. And the reason is, shalai ba mitchilasa, because the whole intention of bringing the Karban Pesach was only el achila, it was only for consumption purposes, and therefore if the Torah allowed you to bring it b'tumah, when the majority of the Jewish people are tamei, as it says in the Pasuk, ish ish ki yir tamei, that when an individual becomes tamei, that he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, to Yudal Ir. However, the tzibur, they do not get pushed off. And therefore, obviously, if the Torah is allowing you to bring it, it's obviously allowing you to eat it, because that's the whole purpose of bringing the Karban Pesach. And therefore, we find an exception even regarding the halacha of tumah by basim. And therefore, again, this Ibay Seimug follows throughout uniform that we're comparing Arelis not to Tumas Gavre, because definitely the entire thing cannot be Tumas Gavre, as we said, because that Arelis we know just like Tumas Gavre, that some of them would not be psul. Rather, it's tumah Tumas Basr in all the cases. Now the Gemara continues back to that what we had started off the daf with, that we said that Rav Chisda holds of Hoyl, at least for stringencies, although he doesn't agree to the principle of since, that if this were feasible, and therefore even now we're going to consider it as such. He doesn't say that for leniency, but he says as stringency. On that, Moshe Rav Huna Berei Devi Shui asked from the following brisa. We learned HaPesach Sh'Avir Shenasai, regarding Karban Pesach, that it passed the year, and that it was born the previous year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was separated for a Karban Pesach. Now, when it reaches this year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it already passed its year, and therefore it's not fit for a Karban Pesach anymore. As the Pasuk says, it has to be Zachar Ben Shana, has to be male within the first year. Therefore, the halacha becomes that it becomes a carbon shlam. As the Gemara learns on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, that Pesach on any other day of the year is considered a carbon shlam. So therefore, regarding this carbon Pesach, again, that passed its year, so essentially it became now a carbon shlam, v'shachta b'zmanu l'shmai, and now he slaughtered on Yud Dalad Nisan for a carbon Pesach, because he thought it could bring carbon Pesach, but really it's essentially bringing a carbon shlamim for a carbon Pesach on the Zman of Karban Pesach, which is Yud Dalad Nisan. V'chein, another case, is Hashechet Acherim L'Shem Pesach B'Zmanay, which essentially is really the same type of case. If someone brings a different carbon, let's say a Shlamim, and he slaughters it for a Karban Pesach on Yud Dalad Nisan, and that we have Machlokes. And essentially they're the same because they're both Shlamims. One is just that it was a Pesach, it became Shlam by going past its year, and one is taking actual Shlamim, but both you're slaughtering as a Karban Pesach on Yud Dalad Nisan. On that, Rabbi Leza Paisel. Leza says it will be invalid. And the Gemara explains in the first Pesach of Masechta Zvachim, because just like we find by Karban Pesach, that it's the excess, in other words, once it reaches past its Zman, it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. If it's brought as a Shlamim in its time, which is if you take a Karban Pesach and Yud Dal Nisan and you slaughter it as a Karban Shlamim, it's going to be invalid. So therefore, Karban Shlamim, where its excess, when it's past the Zman, is not brought as a Karban Pesach. Therefore, if you slaughter it for a Pesach at the time of Pesach, that he says definitely there it's going to be pasul. However, B'shua Machshir, B'shua says it's kasher. And that is because of the old halacha, which is any carbon that's slaughtered shaloi lishma is going to be kasher, and the only exceptions are carbon Pesach and the carbon Chatas. Now, if you're going to say the reason is that it was slaughtered for it to be a carbon Pesach, but that, he says, is a kal v'chaymer. And that is because if shaloi bezmanoi, where it's not kasher when it's slaughtered for a carbon Pesach, others are kasher if they're slaughtered for a carbon Pesach, and therefore, during the time of carbon of Yud Dalad Nisan, where it's going to be kosher the carbon Pesach if it's slaughtered as a carbon Pesach, then most definitely that others that are going to be kosher if they're slaughtered as a carbon Pesach, and their whole explanation is explained over there in Masechta Zvachim. However, the Gemara's point is for the inference from this machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Time of Bezmanai. It seems like their whole machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua was on the time of Karban Pesach, on Yud Dalad Nisan, then is where Rabbi Elazar will say it's going to be pasul. Hashaloi bezmanei kasher, but if it's not during Erev Pesach on Yud Dalad Nisan, according to everybody, it's going to be kasher. That the Rabbi Elazar would not say that it's pasul if you're slaughtering this Karban Shlamim for the purpose of shame of Pesach. And the proof of this is like Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Elazar, as we had just quoted before, that he said that if not during Yud Dalad Nisan, then if you slaughter it for a carbon Pesach, let's say sometime during the year, then it's not going to be kosher, because essentially then it's like a shlamim. And then you bring it for its own name, it's not going to be kosher. But others that are brought, which is let's say this Pesach that went past its time, or a carbon shlam, is going to be kosher if it's slaughtered as a carbon Pesach, because it's like any carbon shalei lishma that's still kosher besides a Pesach and a Chatas. And Rabbi Elazar does not respond anything to Rabbi Yeshua to say, what do you mean? Don't tell me such a kavuchem, because according to me, even shalei bezmanoi, others would be pasul if they were made for a carbon Pesach. It doesn't say that. So that means that according to everybody, shalei bezmanoi, if you make a carbon shlamim for a Pesach, it would be kosher. Now the question becomes, Ramai, according to Rav Chizda, that he says, l'chumra, we do say the principle of hayil. Now, neima, we should say, hayil o bezmanoi, that since during the time of Yud Dalad Nisan, if you slaughtered a carbon shlamim, l'shmai of a carbon Pesach, it would be possible, as we just said, that that's what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, that if you do slaughter a shlamim, either if it passed through its year or a regular shlamim, on Yud Dalad Nisan for a Pesach, then he held that kavuchem that would be possible. So then, shaloi bezmani nami poisel, then even not during the time of Yud Dalad Nisan, the rest of the year, slaughtering a carbon shlamim for a carbon Pesach should be possible, because that's based on what Reb Chizda said, that same principle regarding an Aral. And he said, what do you mean? Since if he were to circumcise, it would be possible. So now also it should be possible. Say also, this shlamim that you're slaughtering for a Pesach, well, if you were to do this on Erev Pesach and Yud Dalad Nisan, it would be possible. Now, even now that you're doing it, it should also be possible. So therefore, that's difficult according to Reb Chizda. And that Rav Papa says, Shani Hasim. There it's different, because based on the source of that halacha, there we're not going to say Hayil. And that is the Amakar, because the Pasuk says over there in Shemais, V'amertim, and you will say Zevach Pesach Hu, that this is a slaughtering of a Karban Pesach. The drush is from the word Hu. Hu behaviyasei. It has to be in its form that it's supposed to be of Pesach. Loi Hu l'shumachem. That means you can't bring the Karban Pesach for any other carbon. V'loi l'chem l'shumay, and not any other carbon for the Karban Pesach. And again, that's why Rabbi Elazar says bringing a shlamim for a Pesach would be invalidation, just like bringing a Pesach for any other carbon would also be invalidation, as Pesach is just like chatas. However, we compare bizmanai shu pasul shemacherim, that just like the psul of carbon Pesach, bringing it for any other carbon is only on Yudal Nisan, because to the contrary, the rest of the year, it's pasul if it's brought as a carbon Pesach, it's only kosher if it's brought as a shlam. So therefore, acherim psul l'shmai, then we say that, yes, when are others pasul l'shmai, that's also bizmanai on Yudal Nisan. However, shaloi bizmanai, shuhu kosher l'shem acherim, however, the rest of the year, with the carbon Pesach is kosher if it's brought as a different carbon, which is what the Gemara learns on Ayin Amid Beis. It says in the pasuk, v'zavachta Pesach tzayin u'bakar, that is, a Pesach that gets left over after Pesach is brought as a shlam, and even before Pesach, the Gemara learns in the first parak Masechta Zevachim from a different pasuk, where it says, "V'im min atzayin karbanu lezevach shlam," that something that comes from a tzayin, which is carbon Pesach, will be kosher lezevach shlam for a carbon shlamim. And therefore, if the rest of the year there is no invalidation of who of bringing carbon Pesach for a different carbon, sa'achem krem l'shmai, and therefore other karbanas, which is a carbon shlamim, will be kosher if it's lord as a carbon Pesach, because again, we're comparing the psul of a Pesach for others, of others to it, of the carbon Pesach, and that's why you don't say hell, because that is exactly what the halach is teaching you, that it's only in such a case. But therefore, it's not difficult on Kartrav Chizda that you could say hell l'chumra, but here the halach is teaching you that it's only during the time of when the psul is both ways, of Pesach for others, which only bizmanai, of Yudal Nisan, so to acherim, l'shmai would also only be bizmanai. Now the Gemara quotes a story that in the future of discussion, we'll come back to something we were discussing in the previous daf. Reb Simloi also lekamed Reb Yechonim. Simloi came in front of Reb Yechonim. Amalei, he told him, Nisna li mar sefer yuchsin. Let the master teach me sefer yuchsin, which was a tanoic, a compilation on sefer divr hayam. So Amalei, he said, Mehechanat, where are you from? So Amalei, milod, he says, I'm from Lod. He says, Vehechem, Moisvachem, where are you settled? Seh ben adah in ardah. So Amalei, he told him, no. We don't teach these things not to people from Lud and not to people from Nada. The Kolshkin to At Melud, and most definitely you, who you're from Lud, and now you sell Narda, which Rashi says either he's just intending to push him away, or because those people were not Meyuchis, they didn't have proper lineage, and therefore that wouldn't bode well to learn Sefer Yuchsim with him. However, Kafi Va'artzi, he forced him, so to speak, and he was willing to go ahead and learn it with him. So Amalei, Reb Simloi told him, Nisnaya begimel yarcha, let's learn it in this time span of 3 months. So Shakal Kala, Reb Yechonon took a piece of dirt, and Pasuk, but he threw it in him. Amalei, he told him, wait a second. Uma Bruria de Beis Rimei, if we find by Bruria, who was the wife of the great Tana Rimei, Bartid Reb Chanin Betradin, who was the daughter of the great Reb Chanin Betradin, Ditanya Tlas Meir Shmaitza Begimel, she would learn 300 different halachic teachings in one day, Megimel Meir Ravsa, from 300 different Torah giants. Vafilachi, in spite of that, Layotzi de Chavaisa, she was not able to fulfill, she wasn't able to learn this Sefer Yuchsin B'tlashin in 3 years. Vat Amrit B'tlashin, you're telling me we should learn in 3 months? What are you thinking? Anyway, the Gemara says, Kishakal Va'azel, when he was taking leave, Amalei Reb Simloi told to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi, my master, Ma bein l'shmai v'shaloi l'shmai. What's the difference when an avoid was done both l'shmai and shaloi l'shmai? Lo'eichlov v'shaloi lo'eichlov. And when it was done both for those that could consume and not consume. And that is, he was asking a question that we had mentioned these two halachas in the previous dafim. That is when, we had mentioned the Mishnah, when someone does avoida l'shmai and shaloi l'shmai, although there's l'shmai in there, but since there's also some shaloi l'shmai, it's going to be invalid. Whereas when we said in the previous Mishnah that when the carbon is brought both for those that consume and not consume, that there it's going to be kosher. What's the difference? They both have some psul inside. So Amalei said to him, "Hoyel v'tzuvim merabanat, since you're a Talmud Chacham, tovei melech kam, and I'm going to explain to you the difference. And there's many differences between l'shma and shalei l'shma. And l'shma, the psul of shalei l'shma, is much more chamer, as we find in all these different areas. And that's why there even some of it would be invalidation, whereas shalei l'eichlav is not such a strong one. Therefore, if it's only some, it will not invalidate. The difference is l'shmai v'l'shalei l'shmai, first of all, is psul b'gufay. That's invalidation in the machshava of it is in the gufa carbon, which he's saying to do it for a different carbon. That's a very stringent psul. Whereas la'ichav v'shalei la'ichav em psul b'gufay, regarding the machshava of to bring the carbon for those that could eat it or not, is a different psul. It's not it's not related to the actual carbon, just for the people that are bringing it. That's why it's more lax. Second of all, l'shamay v'l'shalei l'shamay, EF shalavari surai. Regarding when it's done a psul that's being brought both for its namesake, let's say Karban Pesach, and not for its namesake, let's say for a Karban Shlamim, where you cannot verify, like as if part of the Karban, which one is Lishmai and which part is Shaloi Lishmai, to like, let's say, eat that which is Lishmai, because the whole Karban is Lishmai, Shaloi Lishmai. Whereas La'ichlav, Shaloi La'ichlav, Ef Shalavari Surai. Whereas regarding the when it's being brought for those that could eat and those that cannot eat, where there you could clarify and verify the components that are Isra and that, those that are not. You could say, hey, this part is for the person that's ill and elderly, and therefore that, let's say, maybe you can't eat, but these are for those that could eat, and therefore that is valid. Another explanation Rashi says is that you could clarify if the machshava that the person had of shalei la'ichlav, if it was of substance or not. Because you could see that if, let's say, those that are going to be ro'o la'achila are going to ultimately eat it, so you see that what his thought was nothing in the beginning, and those that were not fit to eat, they just give them back their money, and therefore you could verify if it's an isser or not. That's why it's more lax. Third of all, lishmai v'shaloi lishma yeshna medal avoidus. The psul of shaloi lishma applies if you do it through any one of the four avoidus of shchita, kabbalah, hilach, and zrika. Whereas la'ichav v'shaloi la'ichav ina ba'abra avoidus, whereas the invalidation of having a machshava, of bringing the karban pesach for someone that cannot eat it, is not by all four avoidus, because as the Gemara had previously said, that the machshava of oichlin does not apply by zrika, by throwing in the blood. And fourth of all, is lishmai v'shaloi lishma yeshna b'tzibur kibiyachet. If even if it's a carbon sibber, the psula bringing it for a different carbon would apply. Whereas la'ichav v'shaloi la'ichav ein b'tzibur kibiyachet. However, regarding this halacha of bringing it for those that could eat or not eat, does not apply by a carbon sibber like a carbon yachet, because the only halacha that actually applies to is a carbon pesach, and the carbon pesach is not a carbon sibber, and therefore any carbon sibber is not going to have this invalidation of not being brought for those that could eat, and therefore that's a difference. However, Rav Ashi Amar, he clarifies one point. He says not really four differences, it's really three differences. Because psuloi begufay v'ef shalavari suri chadim milsehi. The fact that shaloi lishma is considered invalidation of the gufa carbon is essentially the same halacha as that you cannot clarify which component is lishma or which one shaloi lishma. Because the matam amar psul begufay, because that's exactly the same point. Why is it that we say, although they're both machshavas, why do we say the machshava shaloi lishma is an internal psul in the animal? Mishum, the EF Shalavari Sur, because you cannot clarify which part. If you could, then you would say it's not really intrinsic in the animal, it's just applicable to the animal, as we say regarding Eichlav, Shalai Eichlav, and therefore he says it's only three differences, not four. However, but that's the reason why, even if some of it is Shalai Lishma, it's going to be puzzle because it's much more Chamer than Shalai Eichlav, which is only going to be puzzle if it's totally Shalai Eichlav, but it would be kosher if it's some Eichlav and some Shalai Eichlav. So continuing what the Gemara had mentioned in that story, that Amar Rami by Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, miyom shenigna sefer yuchsin, from the day that sefer yuchsin was forgotten, tashash keichin shel chacham, the energy, the power of the sages have been sapped, that they lost it, and that's because it was hidden from them, the reasons of the Torah that were inside this sefer yuchsin, v'chaham ma'orineim, and they lost the light of their eyes. As Omar as Marzuta says, that bein atzil la atzil, in Divrei Hayamim, there's two psukim that it says the word atzil, and there's a big parsha between them where it says that it said that atzil had six sons, and then it says in old regarding all the sons, and then it ends ela b'nei atzil, that these are the sons of atzil. So between this word of atzil and this word of atzil, which in the same area in Divrei Hayamim, te'inu dalad mea gamla d'drasha. We were able to carry 400 camels worth of drushes, of expositions, just on those psukim, again, showing regarding Divrei Hayamim, that the Sefer Yochsin that was on that had so much Torah inside of it, and now that it was forgotten, we lost so much Torah.